I'll be doing a presentation about storytelling and how stories are told through art. I chose two artists. The first one is Donato Di Nicolo Ghibetti Bardi. He was an early Italian Renaissance sculptor. He was born in Florence in 1386, which was believed to be the center of the Renaissance. And Donatello was the son of a craftsman, which placed him on the path of working with sculptures. He first worked in a goldsmith shop before working as an apprentice for the famous sculptor Lorenzo Ghiberti, which he learned some valuable skills from. And he also helped Cosimo de' Medici and started his career there with sculpture.
Huh?
No, she's not filming.
Sorry?
She was asking if you were filming.
No.
His stories, Donatello's artwork mostly told stories about the Bible. These were specific stories like the St. George, David, and Mary Magdalene. The reason why he told these stories were mainly because he got asked to decorate the churches with his sculptures, or also at the time not a lot of people could read or understand the Bible, and by looking at his artwork they would understand the story more behind it. As you can see here, it's Mary Magdalene, St. George and David. They all have a story behind them, which is from the Bible. The story of David is how the story between a war between the Philistines and the Israelites. A Philistine warrior called Goliath kept on defeating Israelite soldiers, and no one wanted to fight him, and they had a battle. He asked a man-to-man battle, and whoever would win that man-to-man fight would win the battle between the Philistines and the Israelites. So nobody wanted to fight Goliath except a shepherd boy named David. He took no armor and had no weapons, only a slingshot. And with a single shot, he knocked out Goliath. And then he took Goliath's sword and cut his head off. As you can see, that is his head, and that's Goliath's sword. David. This is the story of David, and the sculpture is a contrapposto pose, which is how one hip is always slightly outwards and his hand is on the side. The proportion of the sword is very big compared to his body, and the emphasis mainly goes to the head, and the color. The bright color kind of makes you move around, and also that it's a freestanding sculpture, it kind of makes you move around the entire sculpture. The second artist I chose was Michelangelo. He was born in Caprese in Italy in 1475, so after Donatello, and he moved to Florence quite soon. And there he also went to live in the Medici court, learning from one of the greatest artists at the time. He moved a lot between Rome and Florence, and he also painted the frescoes in the Sistine Chapel for the Pope. He also then decided to stay in Rome and then produce some of his greatest art pieces there, and he died in 1564. Just like Donatello, his stories were also mainly from the Bible. Except Michelangelo did more frescoes, and he also did poems and paintings, while Donatello focused more on the sculptures. He also did the same story as Donatello, which was David. He also did Peter and the crucifix, yeah. The story of Peter is the scene of Peter is when Virgin Mary is holding the dead body of Christ after his death, crucifixion, and removed from the cross before he was put in his tomb. So that's Peter. Yeah.
Could you just tell me about the artist as Donatello?
Oh. Oh yeah, I'll change that. And this is the same story, David, but this was made by Michelangelo. It's a way bigger sculpture than the one from Donatello. This one is 570 centimeters, and Donatello's was like 158. It also has a contrapposto pose, just like Donatello, and most sculptures at the time did the same thing. Here it was just before he was going to fight Goliath, so he has a slingshot on his back, so he hasn't, he didn't fight him yet. There's a form of balance, but both sides are similar. The texture of this sculpture is very realistic, because Michelangelo also looked at corpses and the muscles and how everything worked, so he could make his sculptures more realistic. The proportion of the arms and legs are very realistic compared to his body. And also because of it's a freestanding sculpture, makes you move around the sculpture. Comparing and contrasting, well, they both tell the same story. This, I feel like Donatello's has more femininity in it. I don't know why, but just how his hand is on the on his hip and maybe the long hair. Also, Michelangelo is more precise on the body than Donatello. And Michelangelo worked in different media. Donatello's sculpture was more Gothic, a Gothic style, while Michelangelo's was more Greek and classic. And yeah.